much do you have to do every day?
Well, like an electrical, mm-hmm. they recommend that you don't study at home.
Really, because you might do something wrong?
Right. But see, like right now I can't find a job that I would be satisfied with. Like, most of the jobs that's open now are mostly ditch washing, kitchen work.
Yeah.
And I can't take that.
Driving
crazy. Yeah. And I don't work, so most of the time in the evening, like, after I get through tutoring the kids, I go home and I work on the radio or something like that. Something that's pretty simple, like if I can't fix it at home, I bring it out here and let one of the fellow electronics fix it.
Really?
Yeah, it always gets fixed.
That's good. Have you ever built a radio from scratch?
Well, not all the way from scratch. Like, I've taken a radio and had so much missing that it was just right from scratch. Like, I probably had a whole circuit board that was destroyed, and I'd take that, you know, to keep from buying a new circuit board, I'd take that same circuit board and take everything off and replace everything like that.
Where do you get all the parts from?
That kind of supply.
Really?
Yeah, most, like saying, if I get off into something like that, it's mostly for myself, so I would have to buy all the parts, or I'd find another, something that's similar, and check out the parts on that and see if they're good, and I would put them into the oven.
Okay.
Like say I had two Olympic stereo sets over when I was electronic.
Mm-hmm.
I had one at first and I couldn't get it fixed, you know, and then I couldn't got by a diagram of what everything was because they had stopped making a set. So I found another fella that had one exactly like it. I brought it out here and I figured out how it worked. And I took it and repaired the other one.
That's great. They just figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's quit here since it's 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a shotgun house?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's about where you can look in the front door and see straight out the back door.
Okay. Now, is it, does it have a hall down the middle, or is it just all the rooms have doors between them?
It all depends. Some of them, you can put doors between them.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are through. It's just a straight path. You know, you walk straight through. You got a wall on this side. You stop in the bedroom, stop in the kitchen, stop in the bathroom, keep straight on through.
Oh, okay. And on the other side, there's a wall.
Right.
Oh.
That's why, the most shit I go around, I've seen apartments.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are they like, have you ever seen the inside of a house trailer? Because kind of what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
A mobile home.
Yeah.
Alright, have you ever heard of a Donald Trot house?
Okay.
Well, let me describe it to you. Maybe you know by a different name, or maybe you've never seen them. It's just two rooms. One's a cooking room and one's a sleeping room, and they're separated with a courtyard in between. And they have a roof going over the whole thing. And the courtyard in the middle is supposed to be where the dog trots around.
Oh, I'm the same one though.
Okay. Have you ever seen a one-room house that has a long, skinny hall going up to it, called a flying L, sort of L-shape, or a hall in the corner house?
No.
Okay. Have you seen any, are there any kind of small, weird-looking houses like those that you can tell me about that are different from what I described?
I don't know any like that. You got a couple of apartments that you got. A living room, which is also the bedroom.
Okay.
And a kitchen and a bath. It's a three-room apartment.
Oh, yeah, like an efficiency or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what a row house is? Do you have row houses here?
Row house?
Row, yeah, like all in a row.
What kind is that?
I don't know. They're different kinds. So I was just wondering if you knew what it was, how you would describe it.
Like I say, I've never heard of a row house.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. How about condominium?
Condominium?
Yeah.